This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. President Draupadi Murmu is presenting the Padma Awards at the Civil Investiture Ceremony underway at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi. President Murmu will confer Padma Vibhushan on former Vice President M. Venkaya Naidu and Bharatanatyam dancer Dr. Padma Subramaniam. Padma Vibhushan Award will also be given to Bindeshwar Pathak posthumously. Actor Mithun Chakraborty and singer Usha Utop will receive the Padma Bhushan Award. The other Padma Bhushan awardees include philanthropist Dr. Sitaram Jindal, cardiologist Dr. Tejas Madhusudan Patel and former Uttar Pradesh Governor Ram Naik. With only 2 days left for campaigning to end for the second phase of Lok Sabha polls, top leaders of political parties are making all-out efforts to woo the voters by holding back-to-back rallies and roadshows in favour of their candidates. 20 seats in Kerala, 14 in Karnataka, 13 in Rajasthan, 8 each in Uttar Pradesh and Maharashtra, 7 in Madhya Pradesh, 5 each in Assam and Bihar, 3 each in West Bengal and Chhattisgarh, and 1 each in Tripura and Jammu and Kashmir will go to polls in the second phase on coming Friday. Election campaigning has intensified in Uttar Pradesh, where top leaders of all political parties are holding rallies, roadshows and door-to-door campaign. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi today attacked the opposition alliance, alleging that they are involved in nepotism and doing politics of appeasement. While addressing an election rally in Aligarh in Uttar Pradesh, Mr. Modi said it is high time to eliminate poverty, root out corruption and nepotism in the country. He alleged that parties like the Congress and Samajwadi Party have always done appeasement politics and did nothing for the political, social and economic upliftment of the minorities in the country. In Aligarh Lok Sabha constituency, the BJP has given the ticket to its sitting MP Satish Gautam, while Samajwadi Party has fielded Chaudhary Bijendra Singh, and from Bahujan Samaj Party's side, Hitendra Kumar is trying his political fate. In Uttar Pradesh, Aligarh Lok Sabha seat, along with 7 others, will go to poll on Friday in the second phase of the ongoing Lok Sabha elections. Withdrawal of candidature for the third phase of Lok Sabha polls ended today. A total of 94 Lok Sabha seats in 10 states and 2 union territories will go to polls in this phase on the 7th of next month. All 26 parliamentary seats of Gujarat, 14 seats of Karnataka, 11 seats of Maharashtra, 10 seats of Uttar Pradesh will go to poll in this phase. In Manipur, repolling at 11 polling stations of Inner Manipur Parliamentary Constituency concluded successfully today. The repolling was conducted from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. amidst tight security arrangements. The voter turnout in the repoll till 3 p.m. was 73.05%. Repolling was held in 7 polling stations of Imphal East District and 4 in Imphal West District today, after the voting on April the 19th in the first phase saw riots, violence and proxy voting. In Arunachal Pradesh, fresh polls will be held in 8 polling stations of 4 assembly constituencies on Wednesday this week for parliamentary and assembly elections. The Election Commission of India has declared the polling held on the 19th of this month at these polling stations for parliamentary and assembly elections void and fixed a new day for fresh poll. The Election Commission has constituted a task force to monitor heat wave conditions before every phase of the Lok Sabha polls. The task force comprises officials from the Election Commission, IMD, National Disaster Management Authority and the Ministry of Health. They will review the impact of heat wave and humidity 5 days before each polling phase for any concerning developments and mitigatory measures. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today visited the world's highest battlefield, Siachen, to carry out a first-hand assessment of the security situation. He interacted with the soldiers, deployed in extreme weather and tough terrain conditions. Addressing the soldiers, Mr. Singh lauded their contribution to protecting the motherland with valour and determination in extreme conditions. He said the nation will remain forever indebted to the armed forces personnel, as due to their sacrifices every citizen feels safe. He said their contributions will forever be an inspiration for future generations. In IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals will lock horns with Mumbai Indians at the Sawai Man Singh Stadium in Jaipur today. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. and with that, we end this news bulletin.